Now we move on here in verse 3 and 4. These two verses are quite wonderful also. It says, through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the inner chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Now this is a very wonderful picture of what you and I are to do. We are to do the same thing that a man who builds a house, and then he fills that house with furniture and lovely pictures and tapestries and many lovely personal items and many valuable things. And it's just wonderful to see a home like that, a beautiful home that's wonderfully furnished. Now, may I say that you and I ought to be building us a house down here, a house of wisdom, house of knowledge. And then we ought to begin in our minds and in our hearts. Ought to be a lovely mansion. And then we ought to fill it with all kinds of wonderful furniture and all kinds of vases and maybe a few vases and beautiful pictures and lovely things. That's what we ought to be doing down here. Study, Paul says to a young preacher, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, that's what you and I are to do down here, in filling our hearts and lives with the word of God. Build a lovely home. Fill it with lovely things. You know, it's tragic to see some of the hovels. I was down in South America, and a missionary took me on a visit to some of the homes. And I want to tell you, some of those homes were just what you'd call a lean-to, made out of old boards, some of them decaying, the dilapidated place. And then you'd step inside, and honestly, there was no place to sit. They didn't even have a chair. Just stood and talked to them, and over in the corner there'd be an old blanket, looked like a blanket or a sheepskin over there. That's where they slept. There was no bed, and they cooked on the outside. And I thought how tragic that was. Frankly, it made me sick going back. Miss Missionary was used to it, of course, and worked with those people for years. And she recognized the awful poverty, but nothing she could do about it. But she was doing a marvelous work there among those people. But I was sick just thinking of the poverty of those people down there in South America and what they lived in. But friends, up here in North America, I know a lot of Christians that should have spent their lives building a lovely home, that is, spiritually, and filling it with all kinds of wonderful treasure out of the Word of God, and that type of a life. And yet, may I say to you, you meet them, and you find out spiritually all they got's a little hovel. And when you look on the inside, oh, the ignorance. There's nothing there. Absolutely, it is bad. I was talking the other day to a group of preachers. They agreed with me on this. I don't know they would say it publicly, but I do. I think the biggest tragedy in our churches are the ignorant church members. Oh, do they have a vacant house, little old hovel, and nothing in it. That's the tragedy of the hour. Through wisdom is a house builded. Oh, that he might make us wise.